morning madhouse. Out in 98. No limit, Larry in here morning madhouse. Pressure, gotta be the pack out. 6 a.m. to 10 a.m., we gon' act out. Bet it, Charlotte, we trapped out. Larry and Burpee was poppin', we locked in. Jessica Fine, I got her on my top 10. Power 98, the best in the city. Incognito by the mix in the kitchen. In the business, Ricky Ruckus, the realest. The block of the street, it ain't no competition. Power 98, you know we the move. Shock and Butter, about to do what it do. Concord, Gas House, Rock Hill. Gab the Lancaster, it don't stop there. Bet it's 4-0, Nation 4-0. Hidden Valley, North Charlotte, stop where? Yeah. This my spot, yeah. Morning Mad House, don't stop, yeah. Power 98 on top, yeah. Shotty got the game on lock. This my spot, yeah. Morning Mad House, don't stop, yeah. Power 98 on top, yeah. Shotty got the game on lock. Morning Mad House, don't stop, yeah.
Yep, Pod 98 WPG, Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B. No Limit Larry, the Morning Madhouse, clocking in. You know what it is, boys. It's Monday already. We back at it again. Yes, sir, Bob. We back at it again, man. 72 degrees right about now. Your high is going to be right near 89. 89 is your high. We're watching this hurricane, tropical storm, whatever it is. We out there watching it. As they're saying, the coast of North Carolina is supposed to get some remnants of this hurricane and may even receive more than remnants. So we're watching this thing closely, and we're going to let you know as it continues to move this week. All right, in the Madhouse with me this morning. Y'all say what's up to Miss Jessica, the girl next door.
Good morning to you. Good morning to you. We're all in our places with bright smiling faces, and this is the way we start our new day. Good morning, everyone.
What up, where to do?
Ain't nothing. How you doing?
I'm good. How you?
I am feeling wonderful. Wonderful.
How was your weekend?
My weekend was good. You know, continuing to do my DIYs. And then finally, I had not been watching The Chi, but now I am completely caught up. Burpee, we were talking about that last week. I'm completely caught up on The Chi. So watch that. And then started watching the new season of Last Chance U.
Snooze fest.
It is so boring.
Oh, wow. Oh,
man.
I hate that.
It's boring. Did you watch it, Bert?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. It's boring. So, yeah. I'm trying to watch it because I enjoy watching what they do for the kids. You know, like, that's the part of the show that I really like. But I also like the action behind the football and the excitement. And it's just not there this season, so I'll continue to watch it, but I have to watch it when I'm not sleeping.
Not when you're not sleeping.
With a little bit of coffee. It's just not good this season. Yeah. But that's how my weekend was. It was a good weekend.
That's what it is. Also in the Madhouse with me this morning, y'all say what's up to the comedian Bye Bye.
I say good morning.
Issa.
Good morning.
Southside.
Good morning.
Westside.
Good morning.
Two thumbs up for the Northside.
Good morning.
What up, Bert?
What's happening, my guy?
How you feeling, big homie?
I'm feeling good, man. You know, it's Monday. It's the beginning of the week. We're finna turn them up one time for the one time.
One time for the one time. And looking at this rain all week, except for the day, man. You know, actually, there is rain in the forecast for the day. Later on this morning, starting about 11:30 and continue throughout the day. Tomorrow, sunshine, and then the rest of the week is nothing but rain as we watch this hurricane. And we're on a hurricane warning all the way until Saturday or Sunday. Sunday. We're all the way on a hurricane warning until Sunday.
Come on, Warner.
So be on the lookout for that, man. Just be safe this week. And, yeah, we going to get rained on starting the day, then a little break tomorrow, and then rain the rest of the week. So, yeah. How was your weekend, big dog?
My weekend was good, man. Started off Friday. Had a dope show over there at Lenny Boy Brewing Company. Shout out to you, Larry pulled up.
You already know.
Brock Little pulled up. It was a nice setup.
It was. I loved it, dog.
The way that they set that up.
It was really dope.
Yeah. I wasn't expecting that. I didn't know. It's not that I wasn't expecting that. I just didn't know what to expect.
Yeah, the little parking lot pull up.
Yeah.
Comedy show on the parking deck.
Yeah.
On the loading dock. On the loading dock. It was dope though. Like, you know, people were social distance. People was outside.
Yeah.
You could sit in your car.
Yep.
Or you could bring a chair and sit in and watch the show.
Mm-hmm.
They were selling food and liquor.
They had drink.
Yeah, it was dope. It was dope. It was like an outdoor comedy show.
Yeah. Yeah, it was really dope.
And the crazy part is in the back of the hood.
That's the back of the hood?
Yeah, Southside Home.
Oh, yeah, right there.
Yeah, Bob went down. I said, oh, what's up, big dog? Y'all all right? They were like, you all right? They were like, what's going on over there? I was like, a little comedy show. They were like, all right, y'all got it. Okay. Appreciate it, big dog. I appreciate the hood pass for Friday night.
Gentrification has, it's amazing.
Yeah.
Because I couldn't tell.
Yeah, you ain't come in, depending on where you came in.
Oh, yeah, no, I ain't come over there on that side.
Yeah, I had to park over there.
Oh, you did?
It was that packed.
Yeah, it was a nice setup.
Sold it out, Burp. I give you props when you deserve your props. You sold it out, big dog, with nowhere to park. Woo, it was walk up only, big homie. Walk up only.
It was dope. They had people in chairs. People were standing up. People were over there under the little booths, under the tent. It was a nice setup. I can't even front. Shout out to John Alice. He put that together, the dude who was hosting.
Yeah.
He put that together, man. And he did his thing. He did his thing with that one. I can't even lie.
And my crazy self, I roll up. You standing outside. I say, burp your fat self. Tell my man, somebody on stage, shut up.
Right. It's an outside show, Larry.
My bad, big dog. I didn't know they could hear me like that. I started to blow the horn. You know I'm eager. I started to come through. Burp,
burp, burp, burp. I mean, soon as he pulled up and saw me, I'm like, Larry, shut up and go park.
Burp and Bristol was out there, too. Oh, my God. He, you talking about extra? Who that boy extra?
Boy.
Listen, boy, extra.
And then had the nerve while I'm on stage to walk down to the very front. I said, okay, all right.
I told the wife, I said, I ought to walk on stage. I ought to just go up there and just walk on stage.
Okay. Okay.
Me and B Notes was back there plotting on it. We was like, let's go walk up there.
B Notes called me before the show. It was like, Burp, you got to do my joke. And I was like, man, I ain't did that joke in years. But he wanted to hit. I was about to do it. And then that's when they was like, nah, it's time to go. You got to get off stage. I said, well, ain't nothing I can do. When people who write your check tell you to go, you got to go.
Time to go. But it was dope. I hope they do it again, man. And speaking of this weekend, Friday got some bad news about one of our great, great listeners here inside the Madhouse, Mr. Russell Lee Hollis, a.k.a. Mr. Lee. Found out that he had it's not even a stroke that he had. They just said they found him unconscious. And you know, it's crazy because we talked to him Friday morning,
mm-hmm.
and he calls us every morning. And they said they found him unconscious. They took him to the hospital. He's been in the hospital since Friday. I did go see him on Saturday, and just prayers up for Mr. Lee, man.
Prayers up for Mr. Lee.
Mm. Prayers up for Mr. Lee. Wherever you at today, if you listen to the show, you know Mr. Lee has been a staple of this show for a long, long time. And I tell my wife a lot of times, I said, you know, a lot of people that listen to the show or that I've come across since I've been in radio, a lot of them are like family to me. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Because I've known them for so long. Like, I've known Mr. Lee since 2001. Mm-hmm. So that's 19 years, you know, just hanging out with, just calling, just talking to. I've been to Mr. Lee's house. I ate dinner with him. I took him out. You know, he definitely like he always called himself my granddaddy, you know what I mean? So he's definitely like that to me. Along with a lot of the other listeners that listen to the show, it's like, you know, they're like brothers, they're like sisters, they're like cousins. And, you know, we know these people just not only through radio, but not only are they a part of our lives, we're part of your life too. So, his daughter contacted me on Friday. She sent me a DM and was telling me what was going on. And she was like, you know, he talks about you so much. He loves y'all so much. And, you know, I was like, you know, what's crazy is we sit back and we take life for granted all the time. Like, you know, I was telling him like Friday, like we still got it recorded in our recording machine here inside the Madhouse. I told him I was going to bring him a phone, and I actually got the phone sitting on my stand at home, and I had to go home. I would have had to go home and get it. That's why. And I told him Friday, he was like, you're going to bring it to me. Mm-hmm. And I was like, nah, not today, Mr. Lee. And I actually, because I knew where the phone was, and I knew I had it, and I just knew I wasn't going to have time to go home and get it to him. And it's still sitting there, so I looked at it this morning when I was leaving. I was like, damn, you know, we really sit back and we take life for granted a lot of times, and we put a lot of stuff off to the next day, but we just not sure if that next day going to come. So, said all that to say, man, to send prayers up for Mr. Lee, his family. And wherever you at, man, stop somewhere and do that. It's No Living Larry, the Morning Madhouse. Today's inspirational power word of the morning is coming from Pastor R.J. Davis of Nations Forward Community Church.
Good morning. I'm Pastor R.J. Davis, and this is your moment of inspiration. What reasons have you given for not investing in someone else's life? Have you said, I'm too busy with work or pursuing my own dreams? Or I'm too exhausted to be responsible for something else? I've got too many problems of my own. Or I'm not the right person. I'm not qualified to help someone else. These may be real and legitimate reasons, but the Bible tells us, do not neglect to do good and share with those in need. These are the sacrifices that pleases God. You don't need a counseling degree or even a problem-free life to walk alongside someone to help and encourage them. In fact, it is often the things that we've been through that help others relate to us. The key is being obedient to what God has called you to do. If God lays someone on your heart or shows you a way to use your gift for others, don't hesitate. Watch God use what you give and multiply for His glory. Remember, God doesn't call the qualified. He qualifies those He calls. Let God use you today to help others around you. I'm Pastor R.J. Davis. This has been your moment of inspiration on Power 98.
God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change. Courage to change the things I can.
What's in the top 10?
Another Blair, the Morning Madhouse, Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B. Today's high is going to be right near 89. Watch out for some rain starting later on this morning, about 11:30, and it's going to be with us throughout the day. 73 degrees right now, and of course, you know what time it is. It's time for your Madhouse question of the day.
Let's talk about who?
What?
Let's talk about who?
With so many Americans having to transition to working remotely or working from home due to COVID-19, we want to know, if you could work remotely forever, would you do it? Would you do it? A lot of companies are extending the time that you can work remotely. You know, Google has said that you can work remotely until 2021. There are some companies that say you can't work remotely at all. Like, you cannot work at home, at all. So we want to know, if you could work from home forever, would you do it?
Me and my partner was talking about this yesterday. He just told me his company said that he could work from home until this time next year, 2021. I worked from home for a few days and hell no, I don't like it. I don't like it. I like getting up, you know, getting out the house, breathing fresh air, driving and coming into work. So hell no, I can't do it unless necessary. But no, I can't do it. If it was my choice, no.
I will say this. I did not mind walking into my kitchen in my pajamas and doing the morning show. But I like the interaction with people. I like to interact with people. And I had to think about it. Even when I was working in the school system, would I want to work remotely when I was working with my kids? And nah, I would miss them. So nah, I wouldn't want to work from home for the rest of my life. I like interacting with people.
Nah, because I wouldn't, if I knew I could stay at home and work, I wouldn't get up.
You wouldn't have a job then either.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. I wouldn't. So nah.
Hey, you barely get up now.
So nah, I would. Being that I have to be somewhere in the morning, that's what wakes me up sometimes. It's like, okay, all right, you got to get up and go. Let's go. Let's get it together. So, no, I don't think I could work from home. If I had a different job, maybe. If we work like 8 hours, maybe.
What job could you do from home?
Some kind of call center job, something where you're talking to people on the phone. I could do that from the house.
Okay.
Yeah.
For 8 hours?
Yeah, because I'd be comfortable at home.
Okay. All right. Let us know. Hit us up on our Instagram pages at Hey Miss Jessica, at I Am No Limit Larry, at I Am Burpee, or leave it on our voicemail, 704-227-8780. If you could work from home forever, would you do it?
The morning turn up is real.
Okay.
Wake your ass up with No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse in the morning. On Power 98.
News quickie.
Y'all know this.
Man, these folks got hit his shit.
No cap.
All right, Nosy Neighbors, it is 6:24 on this marvelous Monday. Time for your first Nosy Neighbor News Quickie. Jonathan Isaac is trending, but not because he had a standout game. The NBA player is trending because he refused to kneel during the national anthem at the Orlando Magic and Brooklyn Nets game. He also refused to wear a Black Lives Matter t-shirt, making him the first NBA player to cross the picket lines. Now, when asked about his decision, Jonathan said he believes that Black lives do indeed matter, but he won't kneel or wear a short in support of the belief because we all do things that we're not supposed to do. And he also said something about religious beliefs and him believing it. It's just, I can't even make sense of it. I'm going to post it up on my Instagram story for you at Hey Miss Jessica so you can see his full response. A lot of people are saying that based off of his actions, that's why he got hurt in the game.
That ain't even funny. It's not even funny.
Because our ancestors are
watching. That's terrible.
Okay. You're right, Larry. It's terrible. He did not deserve to get hurt, but he did not kneel, and he did not wear the shirt. You all should.
What you say they said about the ancestors?
They said our ancestors are watching, and that's...
Stop playing with the ancestors, Jonathan. Okay, I'm not gonna say anything because it's not funny that the man tore his whole ACL off. He tore it off.
He tore his ACL. Is that what happened?
Yes, he tore his ACL.
Oh, I'm sad.
No, you're not.
That's not good. That's not good.
That's not good.
ACL. But they said the ancestors was watching. Larry, you have to admit, our ancestors are watching, and that you got to admit that that's a little funny.
And you know what? He looked. Never mind. I'm not gonna say
that's a little funny, Larry.
I'm just saying. Okay. I mean, I don't wish hurt upon
you.
No
don't
one.
Wish hurt upon anyone. However, our ancestors.
The man tore his whole ACL off. Jessica, it's off.
Larry.
His leg. He did the Fabo.
Larry. My homeboy Virgil said our ancestors.
Tell Virgil that is not funny.
But you all got to hear his response. You all have
no,
to hear
don't.
His response.
It was terrible. No, it's terrible.
He
did the Fabo. You know how Fabo kick his. Mm-mm. Mm-mm.
All right. Mm-mm. All right. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. That's your Nosy Neighbor News Quickie.
I want to know what it is Quick is trying to say.
That's your Nosy Neighbor News.
Quickie. Tell that.
What's up, Kim? No Limit Larry, the Morning Madhouse, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B coming up. We're playing a game show Monday. James is our game show contestant today. And yes, find out if what game James is playing and if James is going to win on game show Monday when we come back. It's Power 98.
It's never too early to turn up.
Nah, I mean.
If they love me or they hate me, it don't make no difference.
Turn it to the max with No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse on Power 98.
Madhouse Nation, y'all know what time it is. It's Game Show Monday with Larry, Jessica, and Burke. It's the Madhouse. Tap in right now, 570-WPEG.
598-WPEG, good morning. Who is this?
This is James.
What up, James?
What up, though?
We're going to play this Game Show Monday. You ready to spin this Game Show wheel and play whatever game come off the wheel?
Okay, let's do it.
All right, I just need you to say, spin that wheel.
Spin that wheel.
Selected
spelling bee.
Ooh.
Oh.
Ooh, James, you got a spelling bee. We're going to give you three words to spell. If you can get two out of three correct, you win. You are the game show champ today.
Okay.
All right. Yeah. You ready?
All right. Let's go.
All right. Kick it out for him, Ms. Jessica.
All right. Your first word is pharaoh. We learned about a pharaoh in history class.
P-H-A-R-O.
No, he was still talking. I think he was.
No, he was still talking. Yeah, shut up, Burton. He missed that one.
Come on, man.
James, you missed
it together.
Yeah, Burton, you got a word for him, Burton?
Yes, but I'm afraid.
Get a boy a word. Jessica, get off the floor.
Okay, James. Jessica.
I am early, bro.
Jessica. He was so confident.
He was so kind.
But
that doesn't be like
your
that.
Word is, your word is principle. We agreed okay. in principle on a long-term contract.
Oh. Oh. Okay, let's go. Let's go. P R I N C I P L E.
Okay. Okay.
That's what I'm talking about, Jay.
Jay said, "Y'all better stop playing with him."
I had confidence in you, Jay.
I did.
I was a little shaky.
Jay
was shaky at first.
Did you hear the way he spelled Pharaoh? He got no confidence in him.
James, you are still in the game. You get this word correct, you win. You are the game show winner for today. All right.
All right, let's go.
The word is Chronicles.
Let's go, James.
Master P just dropped the No Limit Chronicles. Spell Chronicles.
Okay, let's go.
Come on, Zay.
R. Oh, hold on. C-H-R-O-N-I-C-L-E-S.
Let's go,
Woo, boy, that boy struggled, but he got it. He got it. He's struggling through that. Zay, you got it, big dog. You got it.
I was there for him all the time.
He was there.
Did y'all notice that every time James would start, he would give himself a pep talk?
He'd
be like, all right, come on, let's go, James. All right, James, you got this, homie. You got
this. I tell y'all, it was early.
It's early, James. Go ahead with the 5 shout-outs, man.
I want to shout out my BM for doing such a good job, taking care of everybody, you know, looking out for me the way I do. My baby, of course, Amore. My people back in Greensboro, and my job up here for letting me do what I got to do, and my co-work.
There it is. And give a shout-out to your favorite radio station, James.
Top 98.
She looks like the girl of my dream.
I wish he'd hurry up and get a girlfriend.
His heart was on ice. Now he got the girl of his dream.
Hurry up and find a girlfriend.
What's going on with Ryan? I thought he was talking about his girlfriend in this song. She's the girl of his dream.
Just make him happy, something. Cause
he's singing to that thing to us. You look like the girl of my dreams. Have you like this girl?
I think you know that sounds. His first two songs sounds like a bout of depression.
And you know what? It quite possibly could be.
His emotions is all over the place.
Yeah, and a lot of young people emotions are all over the place. Though
I definitely believe that Rod. Backstory: what we know about him.
Yeah.
Outside of music and the way that he sort of moves and things like that, I definitely believe that Rod Wave is going.
A lot of
y'all know I ain't got no remorse. I ain't got no feelings towards him after getting cussed out on Twitter.
You can't get mad because he cussed you out on Twitter,
bro. Yeah, I can.
I went through something.
Yeah,
I don't care what you're going through. Don't you take that on me.
You know, XXX Tenacion, you know, he said he had a bout with depression before he passed away. Juice WRLD talked about depression a lot in his songs. So, yeah, a lot of these young rappers, they be going through it, bro.
I want to hear Rod Wave rap about something else.
Oh, now you ever listen to his album?
I haven't.
Oh, yeah, you got to get his album. He rapping about other stuff. But
give me
something else. He rapping about some other stuff.
Sad love music from Rod Wave.
That's what? Other stuff. Kevin Gates talk about battling depression and
Kevin
being bipolar.
Gates definitely does.
So, you know, a lot of them do be going through stuff. And, you know, sometimes we make fun of it, but definitely, it's definitely nothing to play with. Because it's serious. And it's getting worse, you know, with people going through COVID and being in the house and you know, being on this house arrest that we're under right now. So a lot of people are battling that thing, bro.
Who's going to write the next happy song?
Kirk Franklin.
Who was it? For real. Because just a happy song for no reason.
Hey, it might be a while. We ain't happy right now. Coming up, you know we're going to let y'all shine. Speaking of being happy, if you are happy and you want to let the world know you happy and somebody made you happy or somebody in your life is doing something well or you see people out here moving and doing something well, you want to shout out, you want to salute somebody, could be somebody's birthday, 570-WPEG. Let them shine, Ryan, through this baby and Roddy Rich. Rockstar, Black Lives, Big Shot, baby. You better tell him about Big Shot Larry. How about that, Big Shot,
hey,
baby?
Hey, where my invite at, bro?
Hey, we don't know you like that. Shout out to the whole Bean Dollar Baby Entertainment. Yeah, I'm a part of the crew, but not a part of the crew. You know what I mean?
Oh, okay.
I'm under. Never mind. Hey, it's time to let y'all shine, man. Your kids do it well. Your mama do it well. Shout out to your daddy!
Shining from a mile. Queen City put the shine on the crown.
Let's get it.
Hey, shout out to everybody out here, boss. You know we gotta shine, big flossin'.
Shining, 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 yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, I wanna send a shout out to my people out here handling the business.
Real.
I'ma tell the whole city that you
love them, then tell them. Make sure they get the flowers while they can still smell them.
Good morning, boys and girls. Who is this on the landline?
Oh, this Tona.
What's your name?
Tona.
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 Yes.
Who you trying to let shine, Tona?
How y'all doing?
We doing good. Who you trying to let shine?
Me. Oh, it's my birthday. Happy birthday to me.
Sing it then. Sing it then.
Happy birthday to me.
Come on.
Now, I ain't going to sing it all. No, I'm going to be on this radio.
You got to sing it. Come on. This is your time to shine right here. We letting you do it.
I ain't trying to sound like my voice.
I'm just trying to shine because it's my birthday.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday,
baby. I feel real good.
Come on now. You better feel good on your birthday.
All right, I got somebody need to let shine, man. Let the whole West Side shine. We was in front of my dad's neighborhood this weekend. And no, Burbank.
Did you see him?
I didn't see my daddy. But we was in front of his neighborhood this weekend.
Terrible.
He
ain't even come out to see you, Larry.
Go looking for your daddy, Larry.
I did not.
We was in front of the Ponderosa this weekend, man. Shout out to everybody who came out and got food and got groceries, man. We served the whole neighborhood, man. Big shout out to Mr. Billy, our cook for Black Love Charlotte. Shout out to Mr. Billy. Shout out to Dev. Shout out to Murph.
Deb and Murph and all them, they came out.
The whole Sarah and the whole Block Love team. And young CeCe. Young CeCe be working. She be complaining, but she be working, man. Shout out to the whole Block Love squad. And Ponderosa came out on Saturday.
Want to send a huge shout out to all of the nosy neighbors out there that have been praying for Mr. Lee. When we posted it on our social media pages, a lot of people asked for those updates. A lot of people said how much they loved him and how much they are praying for him. Please continue to pray for Mr. Lee as he is in the hospital right now. They found him unconscious on Friday. So want to let Mr. Lee shine. Let all of you all that have been sending love and prayers up for him shine, and let his family shine. We are still praying for you, Mr. Lee. We love you from your honey bun, your forever honey bun.
And shout out to everybody that pulled up on me on Friday. Larry pulled up. He had Block Love, Deb. Murph showed up. B-Notes was out there. My Bristol was out there. Shout out to everybody that pulled up. It was a good look. Appreciate y'all coming out there. You feel me?
It was a good show, man. You did your thing.
Oh, thanks, Larry.
I ain't even got no joke about it. You did your thing. I heard two new jokes. I was like, that's dope, man. Do your thing, man. You expanding. What?
Right after he said, shady. Oh, you so shady.
I wasn't even being no shady. I did two new jokes. That was dope.
Man, he lied the whole show. You talking about I heard something.
Yeah, you know, I've seen Burke perform like 600 times. You know what I mean? I can almost do his comedy routine myself.
We've been in quarantine for months now. You saying that this man ain't got no new content?
He had two new jokes. What? One of them was about quarantine.
It's never too early to turn up.
Nah, man.
If they love me or they hate me, it don't make no difference.
Turn it to the max with No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse on Power 98.
It's the Nosy Neighbor News Quickie.
Y'all nosy.
Man, these folks got to hit his no cap.
Who is trying to shoot their shot at Danny Lay? Well, I'll let you know that's coming up in your Nosy Neighbor News next. Also, Marseille Martin, this little girl is doing her thing. This young lady is doing her thing. Gotta let you know what's up next on her plate. And some fans suggested for a versus battle, Mariah Carey versus someone else. I'm gonna let you know who that is. But Timbaland said, that's not gonna happen. And now he's saying who he wants Mariah Carey to go up against. Who does Timbaland want Mariah Carey to go up against in a versus battle?
Patti LaBelle.
What? Patti LaBelle.
Who else ran in the 90s with Mariah Carey?
Patti LaBelle. Oh.
Mariah Carey. I can see her
I can tell you, you're on the right track, Burpee.
That's the versus battles, they got to make sense.
Mm-hmm.
So okay. I don't know why my brain just went blank.
When did they
know? It's somebody from the 90s. A female singer from the 90s. Brandy? No, she'll be lying.
Her up!
I can't. Somebody from the 90s.
Okay, well, find out who it is. Find out who he says he wants to go up against Mariah Carey in a versus battle. Coming up in your Nosy Neighbor News.
I want to know what it is Quick is trying to fight.
That's your Nosy Neighbor News.
Quickie! Tell that.
Got a doing donuts on it, yeah. Pause for the flick. Damn it, bust it, baby. Watch it do it on the split.
What the hell is going on? What's going on here?
What's going on, Nosy Neighbors? Miss Jessica, the girl next door, here with your Nosy Neighbor News from Monday, August 3rd. Danny Lay had a couple of guys shooting their shot over the weekend. The singer hopped on Twitter to say, I'm the best girlfriend. I'm loyal, loving, motivating, a woman of God, a family girl, a freak, a woman of God. Yes, wrote woman of God twice. I'm funny. I'm jiggy, hardworking. I ain't boring. I'm perfect. Her tweet got the attention of Bow Wow, who retweeted it and said, I never wanted to get married, but let me tell you, a woman like this, boy, I'll call my jeweler so fast. In addition to Bow Wow, singer Sammy also expressed his interest in Danny Lay on Instagram.
I thought she wouldn't.
That's never been confirmed.
Oh.
Never been confirmed.
Oh.
Okay. You let me do the Nosy Neighbor
News. I'm sorry, Dustin.
Thank
go
you.
Ahead.
All right. While Versus fans are trying to figure out who will battle it out next, someone came up and offered the idea. Larry, you were on the right track talking about Mariah Carey versus Whitney Houston.
No, that
that's
me.
What they are. No, because Larry said Whitney Houston, but she's dead. So Timbaland said,
way to be so straightforward.
she is dead. The person that suggested it even compiled a list of 20 songs for each young lady, right? But Timbaland posted the scorecard and said that he had other plans for Mariah. Who does he want to see battle Mariah in a versus battle?
I don't know why.
Mary J. Blige. Oh. Mary J. Blige. That's who he says he wants to see go up against Mariah Carey. Hop on my Instagram story at Hey Miss Jessica and let me know if you think this will be a good versus battle. Marseille Martin is expanding her empire. The 15-year-old is getting her own talk show called Tiny Talk Show. It's going to be available on a streaming service. She's going to serve as the executive producer under her Genius Entertainment banner. Congratulations to her. Tamar Braxton is setting the record straight regarding her boyfriend in another lengthy post on Instagram. She referred to him as her angel on earth. She goes on to say, I couldn't let another second go by without publicly thanking my love for saving my life. I will not allow anyone to call you controlling or that's that African man. Like, I don't have a mind of my own because without this African man, I simply would not be here. David is the one that found Tamar after her apparent suicide attempt and called 911. Word is J. Cole wants to take his Puma signature basketball shoe to the court as an NBA player. Master P said he talked with Cole about transitioning from music to the NBA, something that P did back in 1998 and 1999 preseason. He offered him up some advice. He told Cole to get one of those NBA jerseys is not going to be easy. It's going to be a lot of hate, a lot of people not believing in you. P thinks that Cole has a shot, though, saying that J. Cole, he's got the right size, and he's been in the gym. Happy birthday to Drum, Key Glock, and Michael Ealy. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. That is your Nosy Neighbor News. Yes.
Jessica.
You already know it's the same station you will find the hottest hashtag on Instagram, hashtag Larry Made.
Woke up this morning with something on his mind. Larry is mad. Now let's see why.
I'm mad. Are you mad?
Mad.
Are we mad?
Mad.
I'm mad.
Oh, OK. Okay, Burp, you might have been right. I seen a video over the weekend as we get prepared for this fight between Mike Tyson and Roy Jones Jr. I seen a video of Roy Jones doing the little boxing training, and boy, it was not good, Burp. He was talking about, I can't see. I can't see. Boy, if he get his ass in this ring with Mike Tyson and fight the way he was fighting this boxing machine, call Matic. Help. 911. Roy Jones is dead. And then he was moving so slow, baby. Now, meanwhile, we seen Mike work out. Mike still looked like he's 28. But I admit that this Roy Jones one might have been old. But
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
He looked old in it, and all I'm going to say is, Roy, you might want to rethink this exhibition fight with Mike Tyson that's supposed to be coming up in September, right? September 12th, right?
September 12th,
yeah. Yeah, Burp. You know, I usually don't agree with you because I know you hate on a lot of things, but you said you don't want to see it.
I don't.
But after seeing this video this weekend, I might not agree with you. I mean, I'm just saying, Roy, somebody better call Roy and tell him he must have forgot. He must have forgot how to fight, or he must have forgot how to move. And Roy, like I said, you might just want to sit down and reconsider, because you remember when Martin got lumped up in the show, Martin?
Yeah.
This might be what it looked like. Yeah. I'm sorry, Roy. I'm sorry. I like Roy Jones. You know, tell you about a station he fought here in Concord. Shout out to Roy, but I don't know, man. But nah, this one might not be it.
I don't want to see it.
Hit the hashtag, man. See what else I've been mad about. Yeah, I'm mad about this video I seen of Roy Jones over the weekend. Thank you, Strap, for the video too. Hashtag Larry Man.
Don't live it, Larry.
Madhouse Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B Incognito live in the kitchen on a Monday, and you already know what time it is inside the Madhouse. Yep, it is time for Burpee Stones.
All right, let's get right into it. Over the weekend, you saw, I don't know if y'all saw this, but Chris Paul, he was paying homage to the HBCUs with his shoes, and he had on some North Carolina A&T tennis shoes on, made by Jordan, which was dope, but he's been doing that for all schools. He didn't just do it for A&T. He's been doing it for all HBCUs, recognizing HBCUs. So it got me to thinking, we all went to HBCUs in here, and it's nothing like the HBCU experience. Can we all agree on that?
We can all agree.
It's nothing like the HBCU experience. If you're thinking about going to college, you don't know where to go, you can go to HBCU, because only at an HBCU will the teachers shut down class all week because it's homecoming. Am I lying, ladies and gentlemen?
You is telling the truth.
They shut down from Monday to Friday at A&T. I don't know what days they shut down at John C. Smith, but they shut down the whole week simply because homecoming was coming up. That's one reason to go to HBCU. Only at HBCU will the calf turn into a club during breakfast. I know good and hell well. It's been a few times I went in the cab during breakfast, and we was in there. We started throwing trays. We started chanting. They had a DJ over there in the corner somewhere, and I was like, yeah, this is where I want to be for the rest of my life. And I damn sure was there almost half my life, but we're not going to get into that. Only at HBCU will you see damn near everybody leave the football game after the band perform at halftime. Everybody know that you go to the football game at HBCU to see the band perform. And they will battle. That battle is better than the cheerleader battle at a football game when the band's going back and forth across the stands. I love it. I don't want to see nothing else. After the game, nobody cares about the score. Nobody cares about who's playing. Did y'all care about who's playing, Larry?
In football?
Yeah.
Oh, no, only basketball.
Games.
We
have a rival.
We're a basketball institution.
Oh, I mean, we, you know, we were, the last few years we've been, you know, but when I was in school, we weren't like that.
Yeah.
So we, but our band, that green, ooh, the green.
Green.
The blue and gold marching machine.
But you didn't know what, the band is at the school. You went there 4 to 5 years.
The blue and gold marching machine. They name changed so many times while I was there because I was there so long.
It was never green though, I can tell you that.
No, it wasn't. I'm sorry. I was thinking about something else.
But yeah, Smith had a hell of a band, the International Institution of Sound.
That's it. Only at a HBCU, this is the last one, will you see a fraternity or sorority with that one person in the front guiding them through the club doing that damn party hop. Larry, I hate it when they did that.
Me too.
Because us regular folk could never walk in between them and get to the bar the way we need to get to the bar. Y'all need to get y'all ass out the way. And that one person that's just sitting there with their hand in front of their face like it's a mirror, you ain't even doing nothing. What's your purpose of being right there? Move. Get out the way.
And they always stepped on my Jordans.
Get out my face.
I couldn't do nothing. Because it was 95 of them.
That's it. That's all I got. Me.
And those were Burberry Stars. Think about it.
What you thought?
Girl, what you thought?
It's the Nosy Neighbor News Quickie.
Y'all know.
Man, these folks got hit his no cap.
Nosy Neighbors, it is 8:22, and it is time for another Nosy Neighbor News Quickie. Word is Ellen DeGeneres might be walking away from her popular talk show. This comes after news broke that the show is under investigation for a toxic work environment. So, who will replace Ellen if she leaves? Who do you think it is? Larry, Burp, y'all have any idea?
Steve Harvey coming back.
Yes, who you think it is?
Monique? Yeah.
Chabu, both of y'all. James Corden, the late show host. He's the one that does carpool karaoke.
Yeah.
They say that he is up next if Ellen walks away. That's who they're saying will get the job. Now, Ellen is reportedly going back to work this month. We will see what happens with the show. I've seen some other celebrities come out. I am just shocked by this. Some celebrities have come out and said that, oh, no, we're not shocked. Ellen's rude. They're like, Ellen is rude.
Oh, wow.
I was like, whoa, they're tweeting it on, they're taking to Twitter to speak out about it. So,
really?
Yeah, I'm shocked by that one. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. That's your Nosy Neighbor News Quickie.
I want to know what it is Quick is trying to say.
That's your Nosy Neighbor News.
Quickie, tell that.
I'm a dog. Every dog has his day, man. Every dog.
You better call with the good help.
Baby, I love you.
All right.
Welcome to Miss Jessica's Doghouse Courtroom. Today's case is the case of the quarantine cleaner. All right. My husband is going crazy, driving me crazy at the same time during this quarantine. His job hasn't working from home, so he is always here. He's been doing all kinds of things to stay busy. So the other day, he cleaned out our garage. Now, I don't mind that. Here's my problem. He threw away my old TV. It was a perfectly good TV. And when I asked him about it, he says it's been out in the garage for 2 years. It's a box TV and it's taking up space.
Get rid of that old thing.
I told him I at least wanted to give it to charity and that he should have asked me before he got rid of it. Who is wrong in this case? Is it the husband or is it the wife? You already know the deal, because I see you looking at me, Larry. You cannot answer yet. We are going to the phone line.
Was talking. You don't understand.
I do.
I ain't saying nothing.
Both of y'all just act up in this courtroom.
You talking about getting rid of that old thing.
Why you snitching?
Because I'm a snitch.
570-WPEG, Madhouse Nation. Give us a call right now. Let us know who is wrong. Is it the husband or is it the wife in Miss Jessica's Doghouse Courtroom? It's the case of the quarantine cleaner.
The morning turn up is real.
Okay.
Wake your ass up with No Limit Larry in the morning, Madhouse, in the morning. On Power 98.
I'm a dog. Every dog had his day, man. Every dog.
You better call with the good help.
Baby, I love you.
All right.
We are back in at Miss Jessica's Doghouse courtroom. It's the case of the quarantine cleaner. A husband who works from home has been doing all kinds of crazy stuff. So he cleaned out the garage and threw away his wife's old TV. Now, he says it's been out there for 2 years. It's a box TV, and it was taking up space. She says, I at least wanted to give it to charity, not just throw it away. And you should have at least asked me before you got rid of my TV. We want to know who's wrong in this case. Is it the husband or the wife? Give us a call, 570-WPEG. It's the case of the quarantine cleaner in Miss Jessica's Doghouse Court.
Nelly Valeria, the morning madhouse. Today's high is going to be right near 83, 74 degrees right now. Rain in the forecast later on in the morning about 11:30, 12 o'clock. And it's going to be with us throughout the day. We inside Miss Jessica's Doghouse courtroom.
Yep. What do you do when your husband is cleaning out the garage because he's going crazy from this quarantine and throws away your stuff? That's today's case. The husband threw away the wife's television. He says he's been out there in the garage for 2 years and it's taking up space. She says, look, I wanted to give that TV away to charity and you should have asked before you throw away my stuff. Who is wrong in this situation? Get on the phone line right now, 570-WPEG, and let us know.
I'm a dog, I'm a dog, I'm a dog, I'm a dog. Every dog has his day, man. Every dog.
You better call with the good help.
Baby, I love you.
All right.
All right, welcome to Miss Jessica's Doghouse Courtroom. Today's letter reads, my husband is going crazy and driving me crazy at the same time during this quarantine. His job has him working from home, so he is always there. He's been doing all kinds of things to stay busy. So the other day, he cleaned out our garage. Now, I don't mind that. Here's my problem. He threw away my old TV. It was a perfectly good TV. And when I asked him about it, he said it's been outside in the garage for 2 years. It's a box TV, and it was taking up space. I told him that I at least wanted to give it to charity, and he should have asked me before he got rid of it. So we want to know, who is wrong? Who is guilty in this case? Is it the husband, or is it the wife? Power 98, who is wrong in this case? Is it the husband or the wife?
The wife is wrong. She had 2 years to get that TV out the garage.
There it is. Thank you very much. Power 98, good morning. Who is wrong in the case? Is it the husband or the wife?
The wife. You know what I'm saying? It's been sitting there for 2 years, like, just accumulating. You know what I'm saying? Trash. Throw it out.
Thank you very much. So, who you think it is? Give us a call. 570-WPEG. Who is guilty? Is it the husband or the wife?
Start the whip. Turn up the radio. Your morning is lit.
Give me that.
With No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse on Power 98.
Another little Larry, the morning madhouse. Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. It's a Monday, and we are Miss Jessica's Doghouse courtroom. You want to tap in on the courtroom? It's the case of the cleaning something.
It's the quarantine cleaner.
The yeah.
I'm a dog. I'm a dog. I'm a dog. I'm a dog. Every dog has his day, man. Every dog.
You better call with the good help.
Baby, I love you.
All right.
Welcome to Miss Jessica's Doghouse courtroom. We got the case of a quarantine cleaner. The letter reads, my husband is going crazy and driving me crazy at the same time during this quarantine. His job has him working from home, so he is always there. He's been doing all kinds of things to stay busy. The other day, he cleaned out our garage. Now, I don't mind that. Here's my problem. He threw away my TV. It was a perfectly good TV. And when I asked him about it, he said it's been outside in the garage for 2 years. It's a box TV, and it was taking up space. I told him I wanted to at least give it to charity, and he should have asked me before he got rid of it. So we want to know, who is guilty? Is it the husband or is it the wife? Power 98, good morning. Who's
Power 98, good morning.
Who is guilty, the husband or the wife?
I'd have to say that the husband's guilty. If I put something there, I don't care how long it's been sitting there. It better not be moved until we discuss it or I move it.
There it is. Thank you very much. Power 98, good morning.
Power 98, good morning.
Oh, hi, Larry.
Hey, Toodles.
Where my beautiful sister at with them big old pretty temples?
Hey, Toodles.
Hey, gorgeous. And where are those five big back, big ass burpees?
Hello, Toodles.
Lord have mercy on me. Ooh, anyway, that man is so wrong. Honey, you don't throw away nobody's stuff. I don't care if you bought it. If it's designated for somebody else and it's somebody else's, you don't throw it away. Dimples did me the same doggone way last week.
Who did you the same way?
Dimples. He working from home. Oh, he gets on my nerves. Throwing away everything. I had a leopard print romper. I mean, that thing ugly, Larry.
You had a leopard print what?
Romper.
Oh, my God.
It is so revealing. It's all your business. It makes somebody mad.
Thank you.
Oh, my God. It makes eyes and heads turn and make a mad. But anyway, I spent $300 on that thing. He's going to throw it away. Come on. You didn't need that anyway. That's showing too much of your business. That's only for my eyes on. I said, you don't throw nothing away. I done bought you crazy helper. I smacked the piss out of him. I said, now find you somewhere else to live.
Who is Dimples?
Yeah. Listen.
If you want to meet us, you can find out Friday night. Come hang out with us.
No, I'm good. No, I'm good. I figured out who it is. That's your little boyfriend, huh?
I ain't got no boyfriend. I don't serve mud. I serve sausage.
Okay. Bye, Toots. Thank you for your opinion.
Thank you, Toots.
We ain't got no way we can screen these calls. We got to have a way.
Why the hell these phones ain't got call ID?
They need call ID.
Toots is welcome to call into my courtroom anytime that he would like to.
I'm sick of him.
Go ahead, Larry. Who is guilty in this case?
Man, the wife is all the way guilty. First of all, you said it's a box TV. Who in the hell got a box TV anymore? She is 1,000% guilty with a damn box TV. She knew she was guilty when she said it's been in there for 2 years. Now, husband, you got to go buy another TV. You should have bought her a new flat. Well, I'm assuming she got a flat screen because the box TV is in the garage.
Right, exactly.
Yo, shut up, ma'am. Talking about you want to donate the charity.
Let me ask you this.
I tell you what, them people go through the trash can. They going to get it. It's charity. We gave it to the world.
Let me ask you this. Mm. Let me just ask you this. Roles reverse. And it's a pair of...
It's a pair of old shoes that are in the garage.
It's a pair of old shoes that you got.
You can't touch shoes, though.
No, shoes are untouchable. Time out.
You asked me.
Shoes are untouchable in your eyes because they mean something to you.
No, hell no.
This meant something to this woman.
No, it didn't.
So I'm asking you, it can be whatever. We can be whatever. Roles are reversed. How do you feel?
Anything but shoes.
See? Okay.
I ain't throw away one of your little funky little pocketbooks or hair wraps.
Right.
I threw away
one of them dresses that still got the damn tag in it in the closet.
That might not be. My point is, if there is something that you... What if there were some shoes in the garage?
For 2 years?
No, hold on. Time out. If there were some shoes in the garage and your wife were cleaning out the garage, what would you like for her to do with those shoes?
If they've been out there 2 years, you can throw them away.
You would be okay for her to throw them away?
If they've been out there 2 years?
Would you have preferred her just to say, hey, babe, what you want me to do with these shoes?
I wouldn't be mad.
If she the one cleaning
I'm just going to account and get my money out, though.
If she
Exactly.
But it's shoes and TV is different, though. It's not the same thing.
No.
Yes, they are.
If
two
she is the one cleaning the garage, we already done got into it anyway. No reason. She going to pee out there.
But the wife is guilty, my
okay. All right.
The wife is definitely guilty.
I knew that you were going to say that.
No, but this is obvious because you want to mention charity now after 2 years and the charity ain't gonna take no box TV. What they gonna do with a box TV?
First of all, please understand that a charity will take a box TV if they don't have it.
You're right. They will take it and put it on display. They're not gonna give it to no damn. But yeah, to leave it out there for 2 years and then when I'm cleaning the garage, now you got a problem with it. Nah, you're wrong, ma'am. You should have got rid of that TV a long time ago.
Well, according to Madhouse Nation, they say the wife is guilty in this case.
The verdict came down. You are guilty. So you will remain in the doghouse.
The dogs, they just let the dogs go crazy in the doghouse courtroom.
It's your dog.
Listen.
Get the dog.
My producer picked the dogs.
Case closed.
If you got a case and you wanted her to Miss Jessica's doghouse courtroom, don't worry. You can remain anonymous. We're just trying to get you some help. Send me an email, morningmadhouse@gmail.com. Madhouse has 2 D's. Don't worry, the dogs don't bite that bad.
It's time to play everybody's favorite game show. Are you Black Smart? Power 98 WPG, good morning. Who is this?
It's Dizzy.
What up, Dizzy?
What up?
What's going on?
We're going to play Black Smart. We're going to give you three questions. If you get two or three questions correct, you win. You are Black Smart. However, Dizzy, if you do not, we need your hood black card. All right, Dizzy?
I got you. I got you.
All right. Kick it off for him, Miss Jessica.
All right, Dizzy. In the song, The Box, what does Roddy Ricch say that you can't wear in his house?
Could you repeat it again?
In the song, The Box, what does Roddy Ricch say you can't wear in his house?
I'm lost enough.
No.
He says it very adamantly. He's very serious about it.
All right. Bert, what you got for him?
All right. In the group New Edition, three members left and formed their own group. What was the name of that group?
Bell Biv DeVoe.
Bell Biv DeVoe.
All right, this is your third and final question. If you get this one correct, you win. You are Black Smart. However, if you do not, we are taking that hood Black card, all right? You ready?
Let's rock.
In the song.
In the what?
In the song.
Say one more time.
In the song.
Okay.
In the song, First Day Out by Gucci Man, what did Gucci Man say he was starting his day out with?
I can't remember.
No. Come on, man. Easy. Both of these is easy,
man,
dog.
Oh,
you know, Gucci Man first out.
I wasn't on Gucci Man.
Well, it's probably Gucci song. Burp, if you was a part of culture, you would know that.
I'm a part of culture, Larry.
You don't need...
Hey. Is he Black Smart?
Was he Black Smart? All that damn mouth.
Hell no. You know what?
Hell no.
I'm bringing it back today.
The Black Smart Re-Up. If you know the answer to my question and Jessica's question, we gonna let you. If you gotta know both of them, because you should have known these today. The Black Smart Re-Up today.
Yeah, y'all should have known these.
You can win these five shout-outs, 570 WPG. But Dizzy, give us that damn black card and stop playing with us.
That's number four to what?
Four.
Power 98's Black Smart is brought to you by U.S. Auto. Better vehicles. Better. Got something on your mind you want to let out?
Yeah,
call the Madhouse voicemail.
What up? 704-227-8780.
I'll holler at you, folks.
What do you have to say? It go down in
the deal. Y'all know the Madhouse question of the day goes down inside the Madhouse. We drop it at 6:05. We play your responses back at 9:25. Ms. Jessica, what was that question of the day?
Well, today we are talking about working from home, you know, with the quarantine. A lot of people are doing remote working. So we are asking you, if you could work remotely forever, would you do it?
99% of the people on my page said, hell to the yeah! But Young Promisito, a.k.a. Promise, he said, nah, man, I miss y'all, man. I would if I worked somewhere else, but I want to come back to Pi 98.
I understand.
Tiffany said, hey, yeah, I've been doing it well before COVID, but from what I'm hearing, NCDOL complaint calls are going up because companies that were not offering before, they got unrealistic expectations. But everybody else... But mostly said, hell yeah, they won't work from home.
I only had one person that said, hell nah, and that's leaving me. Everybody else said, yes, they would absolutely work from home.
Mm. Yeah. I had another one that said no. Tamara Mehta said, no, she doesn't want to work from home because she loves interacting with people, and she's a CMS school bus driver, and she said she missed the smiling faces of the kids.
Yeah.
Oh, I do miss the little kitty smiling faces. All right, what did they say on the Madhouse voicemail? You know, anything you hear on the show, you can comment on 704-227-8780. What's on your mind? Let it off.
Ooh, morning, Mad Gas House. To answer this question of the day, honey, I could not work from home. I got to be out. I got to be about my business, and I got to finish these jobs to make people happy, honey. I like the smiles on their faces when I finish these jobs. So, no, I couldn't work from home, honey. I have to keep moving. I got to be about my business, move around and see some stuff, and I just have to be about. I ain't no homer, Larry. I can get around and see some things. You know what I mean? I had to go see Burpee. How much see Burpee and Mr. What the Hell from at home?
Ooh. Good morning, Madhouse Nation. This is Mikaela with Eminem Naturally You answering the question of the day. If you could work from home forever, would you do it? Hello? Of course. Who wouldn't? Listen, there's nothing better in life than choices, being able to make your own choices and having the freedom to do that. And you can do that with working from home. And come on, people. Hello? this is about to be the new normal for so many. So keep that in mind, and whatever you decide, remember to do it and be loud about it, be bold, and be authentically you. This is Eminem Naturally You.
This is Mr. What the Hell. There's the burpee. You make sure you hit the hot key on this boy that play for Orlando Magic. See, sometimes when you don't do right by others, God will show you something. His reasons was just dumb. And burpee, don't you ever play that damn peanut butter and jelly sandwich again. You know Tootles been home salivating when he hear the word peanut butter? Now, I know that wasn't the word I just said. It's a family show. And what I want to say, I can't say, because y'all know Tootles just nasty. Little funky booty little boy. And no limit of burpee. Y'all check on y'all baba. There's the baba. I saw him on Sunset about 15 days. And he looked like he was about to pass out.
You leave Darius alone.
It's No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse voicemail. The views and opinions expressed are those of the Power 98 listeners and not the views and opinions of Power 98 or its advertisers.
No Limit Larry, the Morning Madhouse, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. We call it the Black Smart Re-Up. You wanted to answer the questions because you said you know what the answer was. Good morning, who this?
Mooresville.
What up, Daddy Clark out of Mooresville? What's up with you, big homie?
You know, this morning just working, listening to my favorite morning show.
Man, we appreciate you listening to your favorite morning show.
Come
there.
On now, talk about it, boy.
You want to answer my question and Miss Jessica's question on the Black Smart Re-Up?
Daggone right.
All right, what you got for him, Miss Jessica?
I need you to tell me, in the song, The Box, what does Roddy Rich say that you can't wear in his house?
Young man named Roddy Rich say, "Bitch, don't wear no shoes in my house."
All right. And my question was, in the Gucci Man song, First Day Out, what did Gucci Man say he was starting his day out with?
Go up, starting on my day with a pound of perk.
Hey! No pancake, buddy. Somebody should have put him on like he's black smart. Go ahead on the Black Smart Re-Up. You got 5 shout outs. Go on and give them to me, big dog.
First off, I'm gonna give a shout out to my lovely pregnant lady home who's bringing in Daddy's Clark firstborn boy. She's been holding it down as always. Show respect to her. Shout out to No Limit Larry. Shout out to Miss Jessica. A shout out to Burpee, because y'all encourage me to get out of bed when I do not want to and go to work anyway so I can listen to y'all's show.
And we appreciate you, man. Give a
appreciate
shout out
that, boy.
To your favorite radio station.
Hey, man, it's the plug, baby. Power 98.
Tell me, how you start today?
I'm starting out my day with a pound of curd. No pancake, just a cup of syrup.
Man, appreciate you more. It's me, a big dog. Charlotte's plug. Miss Jessica's up with next with your nose and neighbor news recap.
What the hell is
What's going on, nosy neighbors? It's Miss Jessica, the girl next door. It's time for your nosy neighbor news from Monday, August 3rd. Danny Lay had a couple of guys shooting their shot over the weekend. The singer hopped on Twitter to say, "I'm the best girlfriend. I'm loyal, loving, motivating, a woman of God, a family girl, a freak, a woman of God. Yes, I wrote that twice. I'm funny, jiggy, hardworking, and I ain't boring. I'm perfect." Her tweet got the attention of Bow Wow, who retweeted it and wrote, "I know I said I'd never get married, but let me tell you, a woman like this, boy, I'll call my jeweler so fast." In addition to Bow Wow, Sammy also shows some interest on social media. So,
let me find out Danny Lay trying to get chose.
And there it is. Well, while Versus fans are trying to figure out who will battle it out next, someone offered up the idea of Mariah Carey versus Whitney Houston. Mm. Now, Timbaland saw it because they compiled a list of 20 songs for each young lady. He posted that scorecard and said that they have other plans for Mariah. And then in another post, basically said that that other plan is for Mariah Carey versus Mary J. Blige.
I wouldn't be mad at that.
I wouldn't be mad at that either. I think that'd actually be a good versus battle.
According to my Instagram story, they disagree.
You know, I think because people
71% of the voters said, nah, this isn't a good one.
I think because people forgot about Mariah's catalog and they rock with Mary so hard. But if you go song for song, hit for hit, 20 songs, I think this would be a good battle. And when you talk about record sales and being on top of the game, Mariah is at the top in the top two.
She's the top selling female artist of all time.
I think, and I saw somebody, they commented on my Facebook page. They sent me a message that said that they want someone that's a little bit more soulful to go up against Mary J. Blige.
People got too much criteria.
Yeah.
A hit is a hit.
A hit is a hit.
Wherever you are. Both of them got hits.
Yeah.
Mariah Carey got a little bit more.
She got a lot bit more.
I tend to agree with the person that sent it. I just when you do verses battles,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
It's not just the catalog of song, right? It's the whole type of artist, their style and everything else like that. When you think about the style of Mariah Carey and the style of Mary J. Blige, it doesn't match up. And I don't have a person that I would put up. I would see more God rest her soul. Yeah. I would see more of a Whitney Houston,
right.
because it matches up with the whole way.
But we just
Mary J. Blige and Mariah Carey don't match up the whole way.
Well, we got a difference in styles with Snoop and DMX, because Snoop is more laid back and DMX.
But the reason why it worked is because they're both dogs. The battle of the dogs,
and
that's why
they both got hits. Even though Mariah runs circles when it comes to hits and being number one on the chart, Mariah runs circles.
I'm not taking anything away from Mariah Carey. I think it'll be good because people like both artists.
But when we look at all of the verses battles, it matched up.
You had Fabolous versus Jadakiss. That matches up. You got the neo soul with Erica and Jill. That matches up. You got the reggae, you know, Beanie Man and
Down
the Killer. It matches up. This one just doesn't match up to me in my mindset when I think about it.
Mary J would have to go up against like a Keisha Cole.
No, I'm saying in that realm.
I'm not saying
Keisha Cole specifically.
Keisha Cole don't have enough hits to. I'm just saying
it's got
to
be somebody that matches that.
Mariah Carey and Celine Dion.
Hell no.
That's what Just K typed in. Thank you, Just K.
No.
I mean, nobody would watch
Celine Dion.
I'll play favorite songs is the song she got with R. Kelly.
Name 20 of them.
I can't name 20.
Exactly.
That's why I said it won't go.
But
nobody will watch that.
She got
20.
Nobody will watch Celine Dion and Mary J. unless they want to do crossover. Who?
Adele and Mariah.
I'm not mad at that.
Yeah, I could see that.
I'm not mad at that.
Okay. I'm not mad at Mariah and Mary J.
I need to go back and look and think about it.
Adele and Mariah. I'm not mad at that.
I need this.
Mariah was untouchable in the 90s.
The thing about it is, you need someone from the 90s to be able to go against Mariah.
Well,
and that's why Adele wouldn't be able to do it.
But Mary's from the 90s. So
nobody
else could really go against Mary J. Blige right now. Besides Mariah. That's alive.
I need to go back and look at the catalog. I need to go back and look. I mean, not the catalog. I need to go back and look at some artists from the 90s. Give me a minute.
Don't be a minute.
Marseille Martin is expanding her empire. The 15-year-old is getting her own talk show. It's going to be Tiny Talk Show. It's going to be available on a streaming service. I think the name of it is Quibi. I think that's the name of the...
I know what you're talking about.
Okay. Mm-hmm. She's going to serve as the executive producer of the show. Tamar Braxton is setting the record straight regarding her boyfriend. People were saying that her boyfriend is controlling, and so she came out and said, no, that is absolutely not true. This man saved my life. If you want to see what she has to say, it's up on my Instagram story at Hey Miss Jessica. And J. Cole wants to take his Puma signature basketball shoe to the court as an NBA player. Masterpiece said that he talked to him about it. He says to get one of those NBA jerseys is not going to be easy. It's going to be a lot of hate, a lot of people not believing in you. But he does believe that J. Cole has the right size and that he is in the gym. So we'll see. Happy birthday to Drum, Michael Ealy, and Keyboard.
I like to cha-cha.
I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. That is your Nosy Neighbor News.
Download the Power 98 FM mobile app.
It's a murder.
We're streaming. Take us everywhere.
Check us out on Facebook.
We're the plug. Power 98.
A better tomorrow.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.